Say the Consumer Action Law Centre recently published a report, Trouble with Telcos, Stories from 2020, on the increased stress, debts and fees some Australians are experiencing with telco providers during the COVID-19 pandemic. Also, just last week, Telstra admitted to unconscionable conduct and a breach of consumer law in contracts with Indigenous customers, labelled exploitative by the head of the ACCC, and are now facing up to $50 million in fines. Joining us now to discuss is the report's author, Bridget Rose, Senior Policy Officer at the Consumer Action Law Centre. Bridget, how's it going? Thanks so much for joining the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
So first up, can you give us an example where clients have, experienced some added stress during COVID, getting financial hardship arrangements in line or having had services disconnected? How has this affected people's day-to-day lives?
Yeah, sure. So the report that we've published is based on what we've heard through our legal advice lines and through the National Debt Helpline in Victoria. And we've heard plenty of people calling in saying they haven't been able to access affordable financial hardship, even though telcos are really an essential service this year. And that means that they are being requested to pay huge amounts in the hundreds of dollars, and they aren't able to do that. So they either turn to other debt or they call us with immense stress and don't know what to do to pay their telco bill.
Is there kind of, can you draw a parallel line then to maybe the robo debt scheme from Centrelink of a couple of years gone by?
Well, that's a government thing. What happens with telcos is the rules are all written by the companies. The rules are written by industry. And so therefore, they're just not as protective of people. So the rules for financial hardship assistance are really not as helpful as those in the energy sector. I would say comparison with the energy sector is a bit closer, but in the energy sector, for example, in Victoria, if a person can't pay their bills, they contact their energy provider, and the rules say that they can set up a payment plan proposal. The person can say what they can pay, what's affordable for them, and the energy provider has to accept that as long as it's payable within 2 years. And that's just not the case with telcos. We see telcos just saying no to people's payment plan proposals, and that's caused a huge amount of stress for people who are trying to stay connected this year.
So what would you suggest, at least from your report, might need to change, or at least what the report's recommendations might be?
So the major recommendations are on really modernizing the framework for telecommunications. It's certainly an essential service. We've needed it this year to contact our doctors for telehealth. We've needed it to do remote schooling. We've needed it to contact work, to set up Centrelink. And for an essential service, it needs to be brought into line with other services like energy. And the regulations need to be modernized through an independent consultative process. And then the other bit behind that is the regulator really needs to be empowered to take action directly when things go wrong.
What about for these kind of dodgy sales to Indigenous customers in Australia? It has been said, or at least the Consumer Action said, it was about time that Telstra was in court for this. What's your opinion? Can you give us maybe a little bit of context to the case and what you think might need to come as a result?
Sure. So this case with the ACCC last week, it's been going on for years. There's been investigation for years, and a lot of financial counsellors around the country helped with this. But what we say is that we've seen similar conduct in regional and urban Victoria with really dodgy, awful mis-selling to Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander customers. Mm-hmm. So we think that the ACCC and the Australian Communications Media Authority really need to continue to work with community and in partnership with community to make sure that they understand what's going on in these communities now. A lot of the conduct, I think the conduct from the ACCC case was from 2016 to 2018, but we've seen similar conduct since then in more urban areas. So it's really been a huge problem, but we're very glad to see this action, and we're glad to see that Telstra admitted that it has done wrong.
Is there parallels with maybe other kind of even minority groups or kind of culturally diverse people in the area? Or is it just almost only been that of kind of, you said, Indigenous Torres Strait Islanders?
I know. It's definitely vulnerable customers and vulnerable people have been really badly affected by the lack of telco response, especially this year. In our report, we included data from the Consumer Policy Research Center, and some of their data found that customers with a disability had the hardest time getting assistance from their telcos. We've also seen it. We've worked a lot with West Justice, another group in Inner West Melbourne. They have many clients who are culturally and linguistically diverse, and they see a huge amount of telco debt and people being sold products that they didn't understand in the first place and that they could have never afforded at the time. And a telco contract is often the first debt that a person has. Like for young people and for people who are new to Australia, it's often their first real, you know, debt that they have that sometimes around $2,000, and sometimes it was never affordable for them. So they immediately go into financial hardship and then struggle with those bills. And when the financial hardship response is so poor, that's a real problem.
I suppose you can even kind of see that with the elderly as well. Like, for instance, I know sometimes I've just spoken to my grandma and you look at their phone bill or this, that, the other, and you say, you're paying like $40 a month for 1 gigabyte, which is so outdated and this, that, the other. So is this pretty much just across the board that all of these telcos are, for lack of a better term, just taking advantage of consumers?
Yeah, that's right. Well, we've got a couple of case studies in the report about older people who have had just really egregious conduct from the telcos occur to them, and then really no support when they're trying to resolve their issues. And so the fact that the industry writes its own rules is really problematic, and it means that the telcos can really just sort of come up with the way that they want to treat their customers, which is really not appropriate for an essential service.
No, it's not. Well, hopefully there's a bit of change going forward. But thanks so much for joining the show this morning, Bridget. I do appreciate your time, and have a good week.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks, Bridget. That was Bridget Rhodes, Senior Policy Officer at the Consumer Action Law Centre, on her report, Trouble with Telcos, Stories from 2020.